cattle futures closed mixed but mainly higher on Tuesday. USDA raised estimated beef production this year based on increased non-fed cattle slaughter. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 10th of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in the Northern Plains for Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few to trend, there were a few early live sales at $114 a hundredweight, which was steady to a dollar higher. Trade was at a standstill elsewhere. Last week, live prices were at 114 in the Southern Plains, 113 to 114 in the Northern Plains, and at 112 to 114 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $180. Cattle futures closed mostly higher Tuesday, buoyed in part by softer corn futures and increasing chatter that the bottom may finally be in or at least near for cattle prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 33 cents higher, except for an average of 16 cents lower in the back two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.03 higher through the front three contracts, and then from 30 cents lower to 60 cents higher. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.05 lower Tuesday afternoon at $229.03 a hundredweight. Select was 67 cents higher at $223.80. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher, except for 1 to 3 cents lower in the front three contracts. Soybean futures closed mostly 4 to 7 cents higher. I had results from just one trendable Tuesday auction available at press time. That's for Miles City Livestock Commission in Montana, where steers weighing more than 450 pounds sold unevenly steady. Heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold with steady undertones, but unevenly steady at heavier weights. There are a total of 2,837 head on offer, 63% of those calves and feeders. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday, led by recently beleaguered big tech stocks as Treasury yield rates declined. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 30 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 54 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 464 points. USDA's Economic Research Service increased estimated beef production for this year by 40 million pounds to 27.58 billion pounds in the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. ERS analysts say estimated beef production was raised in the first half of the year as lower expected fed cattle slaughter in the first quarter is more than offset by higher first half non-fed cattle slaughter. Second half production was adjusted to reflect a more rapid pace of first quarter feedlot placements. Fed steer price forecasts were unchanged at $113 a hundredweight in the first and second quarters, $114 in the third quarter, and $119 in the fourth quarter for an annual average of $115. Total red meat and poultry production was reduced by 127 million pounds to 107.47 billion pounds with expected reductions in pork, broiler, and turkey production. Among other WASDE highlights, the 2020-21 U.S. corn supply and use outlook was unchanged from the previous month. However, international corn production was forecast higher and global corn ending stocks were increased by 1.1 million tons. The projected season average farm price was unchanged at $4.30 a bushel. Similarly, U.S. soybean supply and use projections for 2020-21 were mostly unchanged. However, global oilseed supply and demand forecasts include higher production, exports, and ending stocks. The U.S. season average soybean price was projected at $11.15 a bushel, which was unchanged from the prior month. Although current cash prices are significantly higher, ERS analysts explain prices received through January averaged just over $10 a bushel, reflecting forward pricing at lower prices. Soybean meal prices were also unchanged at $400 a ton. soybean oil price was forecast at 41 cents a pound, up a penny from the prior month. The supply and demand outlook for 2020-21 U.S. wheat was also mostly unchanged. The global outlook is for larger supplies, increased consumption, higher exports, and reduced stocks. The season average farm price for wheat was unchanged at $5 a bushel. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 10th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.